The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went up the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. Day came, he called his disciples to himself. From them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. If Jesus were to be a recruiter of good talent and people, there'd be many people in our culture society who would think Jesus is a horrible talent scout. Because what does Jesus do? He invites every person to be part of his kingdom. He wants every single one of us to be a member of his team. So in other words, the Lord is reminding us that your life is so very unique, and your life is a gift from God, and you were put on this earth for a purpose and a reason, which is to love Jesus and to show that love to each other. And the body of Christ suffers when you don't live to your fullest potential. And when you choose not to share your talents and gifts with other people, you're denying the world the good person that you are. So we hear in this gospel that Jesus is constantly asking people to follow him. And it's the same invitation to all of us in the year 2024 to use our God-given talents and gifts in service of Jesus and his people. So my dear friends, as we begin a new work week, we're reminded that our call is to say yes to Jesus every day, to say yes to him by following him and asking him to use our life to do good things. So this Monday morning, let's now give our life to Jesus, and let's pray for the strength that we will always say yes when our Lord is asking us to follow him. Please stand.